peace, either you feel it in your life or you don't feel it in your life. If you feel it in your life, enjoy it. If you don't feel it in your life, find out how you can get to that peace. And that's the only area where there is something to say. How can you get to it? And the first step is, what is peace? What is this elusive thing that we are all trying to pursue? Is it an idea? You know, it's like somebody who makes statues. Maybe they take a pencil and they draw their idea on a piece of paper, but that's obviously not a statue. It's just an idea. And then they take the chisel and a hammer and a piece of marble that is the size that the statue they want to be. And what do? They create a statue. Okay? But what is the process of creating the statue? The process of creating the statue is to remove all the unwanted marble so that what is left is the true expression of the artist of what he really feels. Could it be that peace is no different? That it is removing all those things that do not belong there, leaving only that the intent of the artist has. The questions that begin to form are, is what we are doing what we really want to do? Because what has gone away from peace? Why do you not think that the peace is a happening thing? The individual is missing from the equation of peace. Peace is not social. It's an individual. It is an individual phenomenon. And this is what has to be understood, that if we want peace, we have to look at our own thirst, explore our own thirst for that peace. This is what will drive the drive that is needed to find peace in our lives. And we search. Because we as human beings, we do not want these wars. We as human beings do not want this confusion. We as human beings don't want all of this stuff. All we want is the simplicity. All we want truly, truly, truly. It's like that beautiful saying, give me a tall ship and a compass to steer by. That compass.